Hi, Joanne.
Hi, good morning, Patrick. Look forward to your show every morning.
Well, thank you. It makes two of us.
I have a question regarding angels. So I had an experience when I was a teenager. My mother was sick, and she couldn't walk into our house, and I couldn't get her in the house. And my question is, out of nowhere, a young, good-looking man that I never saw before, I grew up in the Midwest, and I never saw this person before, came right up into our yard and helped my mother in the house. She was elderly and didn't object. My father had passed away a couple years before that. And my question is, can angels appear in human form and look like humans? He never said anything. He just helped her in the house. And to this day, I always thought maybe it was my father.
Well, let's put it this way. Yes, first of all, we know from Scripture, Hebrews chapter 13, verse 2 says, "Do not neglect to show hospitality to strangers, for thereby some have entertained angels unawares." So there's a really clear biblical teaching that, yes, angels can appear to us in a form that we don't recognize them as angels, and we don't realize that maybe you're giving somebody food or you're helping somebody in some other way that could be an angel. So that's one thing. Another thing is in the book of Genesis, we see where Abraham and Sarah were visited by three men. Now, they're called the angels of the Lord, but it appears to have been a theophany, which is a term in theology that refers to a manifestation of the triune God. So what Abraham and Sarah took to be three gentlemen, and even three angels for that matter, some of the church fathers say that in fact maybe they were actually visited by God, the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But in any case, even if they were just angels, they came in human form. Another example would be in the book of Genesis again.
This is just a small part of a much larger conversation. You can hear the entire call by visiting the link in the description above.